السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording, and the part we finished already was talking about Allah the limitless, and Allah doesn't have limits, and the evidence of the presence of Allah, because you cannot have two infinities in the same space, because there would be a boundary where the first infinity ends and the second infinity starts. Okay? And then we talk about the infinity in the creation of the universe, which is 14 billion light years, infinity of positions of the stars, almost infinity. It's so much that it feels like infinity. But it's limited, because the only not limited is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else has a limit. Okay? So, we can see because the universe is 14 billion years ago, we can see 14 billion years, light years. Okay, that is the observable universe. However, because the universe is expanding, whatever we were looking at expanded. So this is why we can see 57 million light years. Things that were at 14 billion years, they were now at 57 billion years. So we can see 57 billion years away. Okay? Now, there are two kinds of infinities. There's also infinity in the creations of heavens and earth. Do you know the size of the first sky or heaven, which is the earthly heaven? To the second one, is like a quarter in the desert. So the folks in the second heaven, they would see the folks in the first heaven just like you and the atom. You see the ratio between you and one atom? See how big is that ratio? The same thing. The people of the folks in the second heaven, they see the folks of the first heaven, which is us. We are from the folks of the first heaven. We see them, they see us as you see the atom. Do you remember Men in Black? Did you watch it, Men in Black?
No.
Men in Black? When you watch that, they tell you about that there is a galaxy that big. The little tiny galaxy that big. Okay, it's big relative to us, but it's not big relative to the ones who live there in this galaxy. Let's say every one of them is an atom size. So it's a sense of, gives you the sense of infinity that we're talking about here. So that would be the galaxy that big. And there was a war because they stole the galaxy and the aliens stole the galaxy, and then the Men in Black, they caught the galaxy and brought it back in place. Okay? So, there are two kinds of infinities. There is the infinity of going around like this. Going around, or before that, the size of the third heaven, relative second heaven relative to the third is like a coin in
desert.
Third to fourth is the coin in desert. And so forth. Sixth to seven is a coin in
desert.
Seventh to the throne of Allah is a coin in
desert.
And after this is Allah. Allah, royal chair, and Allah himself. So now it's not a coin in a desert. That's nothing in infinity. It is zero to infinity. Zero to infinity. It's not, when you talk about the seventh heaven and Allah, then we're talking about the size of zero to infinity. Because everything to Allah is zero, has a limit. Allah is so big that everything to him is so tiny and has a limit. Okay. When Allah gives Jannah, he gives limitless Jannah, because he has no limit. And he's going to give you Jannah without a limit, without boundaries of time, without an end. Let's say if If I tell you that Allah will give you Jannah for 5,000 years, then what happens when those 5 years are over, 5,000 years are over? Where do you go? You see? If I tell you that Allah is going to give you Jannah for 1,000,000 years, then you think, what is after the 1,000,000 years? And when you are in Jannah, you have no problems to worry about. So you will worry about little things. So if Allah will tell you that Jannah, you're going to be 5,000,000 years and that's it, then you would feel that you're going to miss Jannah. Okay? And feel that happiness is limited. But because Jannah is unlimited, because Allah gives you unlimited Jannah, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry where are you going after the 5,000,000 years end, for example. Now, there are two kinds of infinities. There is an infinity which called run around infinity, which is like this. Do you know that run around is infinity, right? Why? Why running around like this is infinity? Exactly. It's a loop. You keep go loops. These loops are infinity. However, this infinity is so fake. It looks like an infinity, but it's not. Okay? Like, let's say you have a zoo. You go to the zoo. And all the displays are here. So you go the first loop in the zoo. You go to the first round, and you're so excited. Everything is new, right? Then you go to the second round. How do you feel? Yeah, it was okay. But if I ask you to go to the third round, you probably say, nah, I've seen everything, right? So the infinity, the fake infinity that we live in is like day, night, day, night, day, night. Or healthy, not healthy, healthy, not healthy, healthy, not healthy. Or summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall, stay with us. Summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring. Okay? So that infinity is not the genuine infinity. This is the shaitan tries to give you the impression that this infinity is infinity. Why? Because he would tell you that you live so long that this is not going to end. Shaitan doesn't convince you that you're not going to die, but the shaitan convinces you that you're not dying now. Convinces you that you have lots of years ahead of you. So when the shaitan convinces you that way, it gives you the sense that you're going to go through the loops of day and night up to infinity. It gives you that feeling. But that's a fake feeling. So that's the false infinity. That's a fake infinity. That's not good at all. So which infinity is good now? Do you know the infinity of a straight line? Straight path? You keep going, 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 going. Nothing repeats. So in Jannah, every day the Jannah changes, the Prophet says the Jannah changes every day, changes its clothes. Which means that everything in Jannah changes. And it becomes better. So the first day, the second day is better than the first day. And the third day is better than the second day. And you keep traveling in Jannah, you see new things. Every day, you see new things. Every day, you see new things. Nothing repeats. It's not a loop. Nothing repeats. It's always like that. New, 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 new. Nothing round. No round. No lubricant. And you might say, okay, I'll keep going new, new, new until what? You get better and better and better and better and until what? until infinity. You just keep getting better. You keep seeing good things. You know, in Jannah, like if you don't have an iPad in this life, in Jannah you can ask Allah for iPad. You can ask Allah for high-speed wireless Wi-Fi. You can ask Allah for anything you desire. So anything that comes in your mind, you ask for it, Allah will give it. But what is the best pleasure in Jannah? The most pleasure? Seeing the face of Allah. Nobody can see the whole Allah. You just get to see a face of Allah. And if the people of hellfire will see the face of Allah, they will not feel pain. Because seeing the face of Allah is infinitely enjoyable. You just get... So the people on the highest level of Jannah, they get to see Allah almost day and night, day and night. The people who are far away from the highest level or way below, they get invited by Allah to go visit him, see him, and then come back. They get invited every once in a while. But because they are not from that high level, they don't get to see Allah day and night like the people in the top, the people in the top of the Jannah, which are the prophets, the martyrs, the saints, the people of the sabiquna sabiqun, the people who are racing in righteousness. They keep racing in righteousness. They want to achieve more and more and more righteousness. So the more righteousness, the more serious you take Islam, the higher is your level in Jannah. The worse you become, the lower you go into the bottom of the hellfire. So how many levels the hellfire is?
Seven.
Who goes to the lowest level? The pharaohs and the pharaohs-like people, like Hitler, for example, who killed 17 million people, like Stalin, who killed 25 million people. Those people, we, to the best of our knowledge, now the pharaoh we know for sure is going to hell. But when we talk about Hitler, do we know for sure? Why? Because it's not mentioned in the Quran. Abu Lahab, it's mentioned in the Quran, and the pharaoh, it's mentioned in the Quran, they both go to hell. So now we know for sure they go to hell. Hitler, you cannot be so sure because you don't know about the decision of Allah. You cannot judge. Okay? In other words, Allah is the one who judges, not you. So it's like you feel that you want to feel that you don't want to judge something, but Allah should have judged. So that's a rule. You don't judge things that Allah is the one who's supposed to judge them. So, yes, I can tell you that almost for sure that somebody like Hitler is going to hell. But I can't say I'm 100% sure. Why? Because we're not allowed to judge people going to hell or not. But we judge actions. So we say the one who kills millions of people are going to hell. Yes, we can do that. We can say the one who curses Allah is going to hell. So actions, yes. We have the ability and we have the authorization from Allah to classify things to be bad and good. And the ones who do it are going to hell, and the ones who do this are going to Jannah without specifying. Without specifying, you cannot say this person is going to hell unless it's mentioned in the Quran. But you can say the ones who do that are going to hell. The ones who kill millions of people are going to hell. For sure, it's going to hell. How about Hitler? Allah knows. Most likely, almost sure that he's going to hell. Okay? But there is that element that it's politeness. You need to be polite with Allah. It's politeness. You cannot specify a person going where. Because that's from Allah. There is a hadith about that there's a person who said to his friend or like his another person, he told him, Allah will never forgive you. Allah will never forgive you. So Allah says, who is that? Who is that speaking on my behalf without me authorizing him? I'm going to forgive his sins, and I'm going to forgive his sins and go admit him to Jannah, and I'm going to cancel your good deeds and admit you to hellfire. Okay? So because we shouldn't have the courage, we shouldn't have the courage or we shouldn't speak on the behalf of Allah or judge on the behalf of Allah. Okay. So which infinity you like more?
Straight path
infinity. That's right. Do you know that Adam was tricked by the shaitan using that concept of infinity? How did the shaitan trick Adam? You remember the story? Yes, but how did he get him to eat the apple? Yeah, but how did he finally convince him? He told him, this is the tree for everlasting life. Remember? He said, this tree, if you eat from this tree, you're going to have an everlasting life. Allah doesn't want you to eat from it, because if you eat from it, you will have an everlasting life. And you will turn into an angel. So who doesn't want to be an angel and have an everlasting life? Nobody. So again, he tricked him using the concept of infinity. That's how he got him. You know, that's how he got him. By, you know, deceiving him using the concept of infinity. Adam lived 1,000 years. Okay? Adam, alayhi salam, he lived 1,000 years. But 1,000 years, that's not infinity or near infinity. He wanted to live more and more and more to infinity. However, Allah, by sending him down to earth, Allah gave him some kind of infinity. How? Can you think? He gave him children that will live almost all the way to the end of the universe, which is almost infinite. So we are Adam's, children of Adam. And this is how Allah gave him infinity. So he didn't give him, he himself, infinity, but he has given him and his children and his children and his children. So you, when you end, who picks up your children? When one generation ends, the next generation will pick up. And so forth. One generation ends, the next generation will pick up. And it keeps going like that. So this is some kind of an infinity that Adam got. But it wasn't infinity to himself. It's infinity to himself and to his children. And is it truly an infinity? No. It's not truly an infinity. Do you know that we are at the end of the time now? Do you know that we are very close to the birth of Prophet Muhammad? Do you know that he is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment? This is why we say Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. And Prophet Muhammad is the prophet of the end of the time. They used to call him end of the time. Rasul Akhir al-Zaman, which is the prophet at the end of the time. So that was 1400 years ago. It was the end of the time. And now, it's getting closer and closer and closer. You can see that, I don't know, I've heard it somewhere, I can't remember, that it might be 1,000 but it's not going to be two counts. So the end of life, like from the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, it's 1,000 is going to come, which it came already. 2,000 is not going to come. You know what year we are in? Hijri year?
1436.
So I heard it, I have no idea where did I get it from. I need to really do a research, but I heard it somehow that it's going to be 1,000, but not the 2,000. And this is, could be, well, could be wrong. But imagine that if it's 1,000 and it's not going to be the second 1,000, it means that we will, the day of judgment is about less than 600 years away. It's about 550. It doesn't have to be exactly 2,000. 2,000 is not going to be hit. So it's going to be 2,000 or less. Now, don't take this from me as a fact. Okay? Now, really, I don't care when the Day of Judgment is going to be. Why? Because when is going to be my personal Day of Judgment? And when is it going to be your personal Day of Judgment? The day you die. Right? So, after you die, it doesn't matter that the Day of Judgment is not there or the Day of Judgment is there. Because after you die, that's it. Okay? After you die, your judgment starts. Your judgment starts from the moment of death, all the way. The people, the good people, who have taken Islam seriously, they will, Allah is pleased with them, they will, the time before, the time from the death to the resurrection, will feel like a couple of hours. They would be having so much fun, so much fun, so much sweet dream. Think of this like dreams, sweet dreams, like the joy you have in the grave, and the nightmares are the pain that you have in the grave. So they have so much sweet dreams, so much fun that it looks like the time between Dhuhr and Asr. They will feel that this is how it feels to them before the Day of Judgment starts, before they are resurrected in the Day of Judgment. Okay? Now, for the bad guys, it's going to feel forever. It's going to feel never ending. It's going to feel very painful and very awful and very terrible. And it will not, it feels to them like an infinity. It's not an infinity, but it feels to them that way. And then they also say, Ya Allah, don't start the Day of Judgment. Ya Allah, don't start the Day of Judgment. Ya Allah, don't start the Day of Judgment. Why? Because they have seen the door of hell open. You know, and if you're a good guy, the doors of heaven opens for you. And then you get to see your place in heaven. Okay? And you can't wait to go there. That's why Allah makes it so short. And you just get resurrected very quickly. And when you're a bad guy, the doors of hell will open to your grave. The doors of hell will open to your grave. And you will feel that it's an everlasting life. And you don't want it to be shorter. Okay? When a person dies, the first thing they say, they're not good people. The first thing they say, Rabbi Jaun, Ya Allah, send me back. Ya Allah, send me back. Send me back and I will do good deeds. Send me back and I promise I will do good deeds. Send me back, Ya Allah, I promise I'm going to do good deeds. But what happens? Allah says, no, I'm not sending you back. And then in the Quran, Allah says, if I send him back, he will do exactly the same things, the same wrong things he did. Because when Allah sends you back, He is not going to give you the memories. He's just going to send you back the way you are right now. You don't remember. You don't remember what's happened, what has happened before. Okay? Before you became like 3 or 4 or whatever. You don't know what happened before. So, the same thing, Allah will bring you to this life again if Allah would bring you to this, bring them to this life, Allah would bring them without the memories. So they will do the same exact bad things they have done. Because that's their nature. That's who they are. That's the truth about them. And this is why Allah is testing us, so that the kind would show kindness. The stingy would show stinginess. So the truth about every one of us would show. Everybody will be able to see the truth about himself and the truth about others. Why? In the day of judgment, everything will be visible. In this life, you can have a cute person with a bad soul. Like, you might see one of those beauty queens and the queen beauty contest, something like that. She might look very beautiful, but her heart might be so mean and so nasty and so irritating and so selfish and so centered and so ego, so her much ego. Then from outside she's beautiful, from inside she's so terrible. On the other hand, you might see a person from the outside that doesn't look that good. But from inside, he's kind, nice, helpful. So from inside, he's beautiful. From the outside, he's not. So in the day of judgment, this is not going to happen. In the day of judgment, the truth is visible. So depending on your heart, depending on your soul, you will be either you will be visible. Like in the day of judgment, I'll be able to look at you and see how bad you are just by your look, the way you look. So the skin was not going to be covering the heart anymore. Your heart is going to be visible. And whatever your heart is, that it will be the condition in the day of judgment. That this is your heart is going to be in that condition. So, the bottom line here I'm trying to get to you is that the reward of Allah is infinite. The punishment of Allah could be infinity. For some people it's infinity, for other people it's temporary. Because Allah's infinity, don't you be amazed that infinity, don't feel weird that infinity is that he's giving to us is infinite, because he himself is infinite. So don't be surprised that Allah gives infinity, because he himself is infinite. Don't be surprised because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you with limitless universe, almost like limitless life in Jannah, because he himself is limitless. So the limitless will give the limitless, but the limited will give the limited, because when the limited ends, then the limited thing he gives ends too. You can't give me unlimited if you yourself is unlimited. I'm sorry, if yourself is limited. If you yourself is limited, then you can't give me unlimited. How could you give me unlimited if you yourself is limited? But Allah is unlimited, and this is why he gives the unlimited. Do you understand? So Allah is wasa. In the Arabian guide, if you say Allah is wasa to the Arabian guide, they will understand that Allah is big, contains, that Allah is so bigger than everything else. That Allah, wasa in Arabic means vast, wide, so wide. Okay, say wasa. Al-wasa is so wide that he doesn't have a limitless. So Allah, mercy, can contain any number of sins. You can't say, okay, this guy has done zillions of sins. These sins are bigger than the mercy of Allah. So Allah is not going to forgive it. No. There are no amount of sins that are bigger than the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah can contain unlimited number of sins and bad deeds. And then Allah will wipe them off and send the one who made these sins to Jannah, if he wants. And there was a story at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that an Arabian guy, Bedouin guy, came to the masjid and urinated in the masjid. So he's a Bedouin guy, he doesn't know much. So the companions were running to get him and beat him up or like do something, kick him out. But the Prophet was fast. He ran towards him first and he told him, don't stop, don't cut his urine. Don't cut his urine. You know when somebody cuts his urine, it's so painful? Like when you're urinating and then in the middle you have to stop it. It's very painful. It's not easy. So the Prophet said, don't interrupt. Let him finish. So when he finished, so he brought him and he said, what you did is not suitable for this place. So he said, may Allah give me mercy, give me and Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad mercy, and don't give anybody else. The guy said, ya Allah, give me and give Muhammad mercy and don't give anybody else, because he was so mad of them that they rushed at him and they were so, they wanted to beat him up and kick him out of the masjid and interrupt his urination. So the Prophet said, you have limited the unlimited. You have limited the unlimited. You have limited the mercy of Allah to me and you, and the mercy of Allah is unlimited. It can contain any amount of bad deeds. And Allah can forgive any amount of bad deeds He wants. He will know the reason, He will have the wisdom, and He's not to be questioned. He questions us, we can't question Him. You know that in the Day of Judgment, Allah will judge us all together. Everyone would think that Allah is only judging him, is only talking to him. And that person would feel that he is in isolation of everything else, and Allah is only talking to him. And that is sort of infinite, because look at the zillions of people that have been living, and the zillions of animals that has been living, and all get judged by Allah together. That tells you how infinite Allah is in His ability to judge. So the bottom line, Allah is the infinity. He's infinity, so He can give infinity. He can create infinity if He wants, such as the life in Jannah, for example. And the fake infinity is the infinity of the loop infinity. And the true infinity is straight path infinity, which things get better and more enjoyable, better and better and better and better, with no stop, with unlimited better and unlimited best. Alright? You know that when you again, I'm bigger than you. I'm all over. Or you're bigger. You're biggest. You're biggest bigger. Your biggest, the biggest. Your biggest, the biggest, the bigger. Your biggest, biggest, biggest. Your biggest, the biggest, the biggest, bigger. is there an end to that game? So that is, there's an end, of course, when both of them get tired and the biggest, the best got so big, so they will be limited. But that is, theoretically, there's no limit. All right? All right. Next time you will memorize from ayah 1 to ayah 3 in Surah Al-Hadid. From ayah 1 to 3. What's your name? Mubashir, what's wrong with you? But you didn't memorize. You promise you'll memorize next time, inshallah?
I don't know.
Do your best. Try. Assalamu alaikum.